you can live long and live strong and live out the full number of your days. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a special teaching from Healing School as they lead us in a healing confession.
Now in Psalm 90, it talks about the days of our years are 70 years, 70 years, or even if by reason of strength, 80 years, which is 80 years. And so people think that 70 or 80 years, I heard that, I guess, all my life, 70 or 80 years, you ought to live to 70 or 80 years. And, that would be about the cap of your life. But here's what the footnote in the psalm says about that in the Amplified Bible. I'll just read part of it. Well, I won't. I'll read all of it. This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. Numbers 14:26-35. Moses says most of them are dying at 70 years of age. They had that put on them because of disobedience. Moses is saying here in Psalm 90 that most of them are dying at 70 years of age. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It was not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. Now listen to this. 70 years never has been the average span of life for humanity. Never. It's never been in history. It's never been the average span of life. When Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, reached 130 years, he complained that he had not attained to the years of his immediate ancestors. Jacob said, this couldn't be right. I'm not as old as I'm supposed to be to die. Moses lived to be 120 years old. Aaron lived to be 123. Miriam, several years older. And Joshua lived to be 110 years of age. Note as well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will still be thought of as a child. That's Isaiah 65:20. Glory to God. Oh, Brother Copeland is coming to help me preach this morning. Here is a man. Here's a man who believes God. He's older than me.
Genesis 6.
Okay.
3.
3.
The Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. In other words, the Lord said, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yet his days shall be 120 years.
That's just a fact, isn't it?
Now God said that.
I believe it.
So that established it, see, when he said
Amen.
That. Now why does he want that? God needed something here.
Yeah.
I didn't just need to live that long. But God had a reason for this. He needs, you said it a few minutes ago, how much lost revelation in the earth is there from people that are not living long and strong by faith? How much lost revelation is there from 80 to 150?
Yeah. Need that?
Here you got an average of 40, 45 years that there's nobody doing by faith. Consequently, the earth has lost revelation over and over and over and over again. That would just come, the wisdom of God, that would just come from living that long.
That's the truth.
Now, just living that long is not the answer to it. It's living that long by faith.
Yeah.
So, and God's longevity than in the 91st Psalm and all these others that you've been reading. And this is what's important. God needs that revelation in the earth. You can get it after you go to heaven. But all those people getting all that revelation after they go to heaven hadn't done us much good.
No.
We need their wisdom here in the earth. Amen. To carry on out what future generations will build upon. And now, the thing that has become so important to me in this just recently is I need those that would walk out my word in the times of great pressure in the earth. Of course, great revelation will come during the millennium. But that's for the millennium's time. The serious need is in the time of the now, while principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and wicked spirits in heavenly places bringing great pressure on people and humanity in this day. For these are the times when my revelation is so important. But not only that, what you learn here and now is vitally important for the generations that are to come, even after Satan is long forgotten. For I said, when I was on the earth, and it's recorded in my word, there has never been anything like the body of Christ, and there never will be again.
Praise God.
The record for all future ages is being established now. And the reason for that is, saith the Lord, is because your victory came in the midst of great darkness and warfare. Your victory came on my word when all present said my word could not carry it out. But it did. And there will never be another glorified class of man again. You will walk in my glory. You walk side by side with me. And all future generations, all through the millennium, through the future generations of the new heaven and the new earth, there will be those that will refer to you and say, there goes one of them there. Now, that's one of the glorified ones. They are the ones that won our victory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Their scars are still apparent. I need that revelation in the earth. I need you to believe me.
I need you
to be in victory. And I need you to get old and die young at an old age.
Ooh, all right. We'll do it.
Or you're my vessels in
Thank
the earth.
You, Lord. Are you
of course, I can and I will completely overcome. But I greatly appreciate and honor those who have honored my word, as did the Apostle Paul when he said to leave would be wonderful. And to be with Christ, far better, far better. Ah, but he said, for your sakes, it's more expedient for me to stay. And those that have made the same decisions over the centuries, that because of the sake of their brethren, and because of the welfare of the kingdom of God and of the body of Christ, and in honor of the throne and the one who sits thereupon. I have honored them and will continue to honor them. And they especially have fitted for themselves the crown of glory.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
We'll do
praise
it, Lord.
God.
We will do it. We will do it. We will do it.
The crown of life is not gained in heaven and in the future. The crown of life is gained in combat. Standing against the curse, standing against death, standing against sin, sickness, demons, fear, and all that darkness has thrust upon the creation of God. And in these last days, they will be manifest, and many there shall be that can stand before me, and with great pleasure I confer that crown, and it blesses me, it blesses humanity, and it will certainly bless you. So stretch your faith, reach for it, lift up your eyes to a higher place, keep your eyes on me, go forward, and you will become much greater, and it will go on your record throughout eternity. And I say again, there'll be those in the future that just smile and shout, there goes another one. Oh, dear Lord, I wish I could have lived in that day to have walked with the glorified ones and to know the Master face to face and eye to eye and hear him call my name the way he speaks theirs is beyond all blessing.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word, Lord. Oh. We receive it. We receive it and we'll
hallelujah.
Press. We'll press. We'll press. We won't quit and give up. We'll live out the full number of our days, and we'll be active, strong, healed, whole all the days of our lives.
Yes.
We'll preach your word in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
Just stand up right now and let's just
thank you,
believe
Jesus.
God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you've spoken to us through the written word, through the prophet. And you've let us know you want us to live long and live strong. And we receive that word. And we receive that charge, Lord. And we expect to be totally healed and whole today, right here in this place. Every weakness, every sickness, every disease gone. It's not your will for us to live long and sick. It's your will for us to live long and strong.
All things
thank
are possible.
You, all things are possible.
To me.
To me.
Because I'm a believer.
Because I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm a receiver.
I'm a receiver.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I have it now.
I have it now.
I release the faith.
I release the faith.
Given to me.
Given to me.
By the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
By the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Lord.
My Lord.
My Melchizedek.
My Melchizedek.
The high priest of my life.
The high priest of my life.
I release the faith.
I release the faith.
I release it against sin.
I release it against sin.
Death.
Death.
The curse.
The curse.
Sickness.
Sickness.
Disease.
Disease.
Poverty.
Poverty.
Lack.
Lack.
Debt.
Debt.
Leave my presence.
Leave my presence.
Take your hand off my body.
Take your hand off my body.
Release my mind.
Release my mind.
Release my will.
Release my emotions.
You will not touch my spirit.
You will not touch my spirit.
Release my finances.
Release my finances.
Release my family.
Release my family.
I pray the prayer of faith.
I pray the prayer.
That whatsoever thing.
That whatsoever thing.
I desire.
I desire.
When I pray.
When I pray.
Which is right now.
Which is right now.
I believe.
I believe.
I receive them.
I receive them.
It is done for me now. Now put your hands on top of your head. I receive total freedom in my head.
I receive total freedom in my head.
I receive healing.
I receive healing.
Deliverance.
Deliverance.
And all that Jesus has ever done.
And all that Jesus has ever done.
My eyes are healed.
My eyes are healed.
My ears are healed.
My ears are healed.
My brain is healed.
My brain is healed.
And delivered from all foreign matter.
And delivered from all foreign matter.
Any chemicals.
Any chemicals.
That have worked their way into my body.
That have worked their way into my body.
From the crown of my head.
From the crown of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
Are removed.
Are removed.
Dematerialized.
Dematerialized.
And gone from my body.
And gone from my body.
I am free.
I am free.
From the law.
From the law.
Of sin and death.
Of sin and death.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
Has made me free.
Has made me free.
And I am a free person.
And I am a free person.
My throat is healed.
My throat is healed.
My chest is healed.
My chest is healed.
My lungs are healed.
My lungs are healed.
My esophagus is healed.
My esophagus is healed.
Nothing can stay in the vital organs of my body. Accept the healing power of Jesus.
Accept the healing power of Jesus.
My arms are healed.
My arms are healed.
My hands are healed.
My hands are healed.
Every joint in my body.
Every joint in my body.
Is renewed.
Is renewed.
Restored.
Restored.
And delivered from disease.
And delivered from disease.
Weakness.
Weakness.
And pain.
And pain.
I am healed.
I am healed.
My kidneys are healed.
My kidneys are healed.
My spine is healed.
My spine is healed.
From my brain stem.
From my brain stem.
Completely to the end of my spine.
Completely to the end of my spine.
The discs.
The discs.
Nerves.
Nerves.
Muscles.
Muscles.
All are healed and made well. My backbone is restored.
My backbone is restored.
My youth is renewed.
My youth is renewed.
Like the eagles.
Like the eagles.
In the 103rd Psalm.
In the 103rd Psalm.
My hips are well.
My hips are well.
My hip joints are restored.
My hip joints are restored.
My knees are well.
My knees are well.
They are restored.
They are restored.
All of my legs.
All of my legs.
Including my ankles.
Including my ankles.
My feet.
My feet.
The bones of my feet and legs.
The bones of my feet and legs.
Muscles.
Muscles.
Ligaments.
Ligaments.
Nerves.
Nerves.
Are restored.
Are restored.
And made well.
And made well.
I believe I receive it.
I believe I receive it.
Right now. It's not based on what I feel.
It's not based on what I feel.
It's not based on what I see.
It's not based on what I see.
It is based on this message of faith I've heard today.
It's based on this message of faith I've heard today.
It's based on the written oath of God.
It's based on the written oath of God.
It is mine.
It is mine.
And I am His.
And I am His.
Forevermore.
Forevermore.
I am a man or woman of faith.
I am a man of faith.
Love.
Love.
And joy.
And joy.
Faith, hope, and love.
Faith, hope, and love.
Are working in me now.
Are working in me now.
Why? Because I'm blessed.
Because I'm blessed.
I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out.
I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out.
The blessing is working in me now.
Thank you.
learning how to ride a motorcycle, and I was almost finished and had a spectacular crash. And cracked my entire upper arm just in pieces. And as I was driving to the hospital, I was a little embarrassed, and I tried to ride the bike, and that's when I realized something was wrong, but I didn't let on that anything was wrong, and I got in my car a little embarrassed and drove myself to the hospital, and I put in Gloria's tape, and she was saying, if you can't move your arm, which I couldn't, move it. And in faith, I tried to move my arm, and I had trouble. But I went in the hospital and was quite shocked to see how badly I was hurt and was disabled. And as I was home, I just dedicated myself to reading the Word. And I found the scriptures, like she said, find the scriptures that apply to your situation. And I just turned off the TV and I turned off all the, you know, distractions. And I said, Lord, I know you can heal me. And within just a couple weeks, the doctor and I were surprised to see that you couldn't tell that I had cracked up my whole arm. But I couldn't move my arm still. I couldn't lift it. I couldn't, like, reach into a cabinet. I couldn't do things at the counter, you know, cook. And so I said, Lord, we've got some unfinished work here. And he said, well, you know what to do. And I got my computer out. And I found a healing service online in the archives. And there was Gloria talking. And it was the same service that I listened to in my car on the way to the hospital. I didn't mean to do that, but when she said, lift your arm, I remembered it distinctly. And I remembered, last time I heard that, nothing happened. But she kept saying it. She was just adding it. Lift your arm. And I was like, yeah. And I looked at myself, the reflection in the window in the kitchen, and my arm was not just up a little, but all the way up. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. She said, put your arm up. And I was like, yeah. And I did. And I was like, that's not supposed to happen to me. But I did wanted people to know that you don't have to be here. But I did come here to say that. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad you did. Awesome. The healing power of God is present wherever you are. Lorinda put the Word in her eyes, in her ears. She turned off the distractions of the world. And what happened? She got healed. Jesus has already done the work. All we have to do is receive it. He's already borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Now, when I pray for you, I want you to take it. Take your healing. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Lay hold of it and don't let go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person listening to me right now that needs healing. And in your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Take your healing now in Jesus' name. Receive it. Act on it. Do what you couldn't do before. Don't let go of it. Say out loud, I take my healing. I believe I receive my healing. I'll not let go of it. Now, from now on, since you believe you received it, you have it, and you say, I'm healed. Don't go around saying, I want to be healed. Say, I am healed. Why? You received it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Today is offering day. I want to pray over your finances. Remember this scripture. I don't care what's happening out there in the world. I don't care what the world economists say or what's going on. This is my scripture. This is your scripture. This is Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to the world's economy, not according to the stock market, not according to the natural things of this world, but according to His riches in glory. Your needs are met. Now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your finances. I'm praying for your finances. Now, you get with me on this. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessing to you. You be blessed. I command your finances to be blessed. I command your job to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, prosper according to the word of God. And look to your Savior, and according to the riches in glory, by Him, by Christ Jesus, you have your needs met right now in Jesus' name. Mighty, you come to the believers right now in the name of Jesus. Give them the best jobs. Give them blessings from unexpected sources. Give them direction right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Next week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, guess what? My friend Billy Brim's coming, and we're going to continue to talk on an awakening to God. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Are you tempted to walk in fear because of today's uncertain times? God's plan for you does not include fear. Help is coming your way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings with George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. The first one will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Then later in the year, they're headed to Orlando, Florida, December 3rd through 5th, for another meeting at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Get into the blessing in action. 3 days, 6 services, 1 divine appointment. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. Join me and my special guest, Billy Brim, as we continue our study on an awakening to God. Every awakening was preceded by prayer. Prayer is the fuel that ignites revival. We're in the midst of a great outpouring of the Spirit around the world.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.